We're not singing it. You are just saying something. I'm not feeling the energy. Amen. So let's sing it. Amen. We are doing church. This is Christ Church singing. We will now sing the real one. Amen. Wait now. You see, we are going to pray while singing this song. You know the things that are taking your time, that are preventing you from God feeding you. So we are going to stand up and we are going to speak to those things. You have to address them. We have to address them and deal with them. That's what God is saying. So let's stand. We will sing that song, but as you are singing, you need to be calling them by name and addressing them. He said, God must feed my soul. Amen. Like a shepherd, he shall gather the lamb. in his arms, and shall deadly know that we are. He shall feed, God shall feed. It was like a shepherd. Lord, we bless you because we declare that you're able to feed our soul. You're able to give us excitement. You're able to fill us with fullness of joy. You're able to fill our soul with pleasures. Lord, we come to address all the linkages, all the marriages that our soul has gone into, all the strange places, all the relationships, all the defilements, all the hurdles of the soul. Our Lord, we ask for forgiveness, O God. He says, if the ashes of the heifer can bring cleansing, say, how much more the blood of Jesus? Lord, we ask, Lord, that the blood of Jesus will flow, will wash us. Lord, let it pass through these relationships. Let it pass through these habits. Let it pass through these pastimes, these delicacies of Babylon. Lord, that you will judge these things, that these bondages. For you say in the day of Jubilee, that him that has sold himself to slavery because of bread. Lord, we say we have sold ourselves because of bread. And the devil has ruled over us. You say on the day of atonement that he shall go free. Lord, we will come to declare that today is our day of Jubilee. Yes. This is the day of our deliverance. Yes. From them that are mightier than us. We come to deliver our soul from the oppression of the dogs. You say, you might deliver our darling from the tongue of the dogs. Hallelujah. From the, you say, strong bulls of Bashan. The strong ones that have risen up against us and they have bound us, they have locked up the gates. Lord, we prophesy to the gate. We say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, ye everlasting doors, you ancient altars. We say, be ye judged. Hear the word of the Lord, that today is the day of the Lord. This is the hour of his visitation. We open the prison door. Lord, we receive deliverance. We receive strength in the inner man. Hallelujah. Lord, to be doers of this word. To be doers of this word, O God. Yes, that in hearing we will hear. And in doing we will run. We will run with this word, O God. Lord, we receive this word with meekness into our soul. Oh yes, Lord, that as it goes in, it will bring forth fruit. Root downwards and fruit upwards. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we open our hearts unto you, open our ears unto you. We open this east gate. Hallelujah. Let the prince come in. Hallelujah. Let him come to establish his government, his rule, his authority. That there will only be one temple therein. That in this city there will not be any other temple, any other worship, but the worship of Jehovah, the maker of the heavens and the earth. That he only will be the God that will be worshipped. That you will be the Lord from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. That the Lord is God. And he will rule over the dwelling places of Zion. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Who may sit? Amen. Amen. We're opening with Revelation 7. Amen. We're taking number 9 and 10. I think we'll end there. Revelation, yes, go towards the end. I think it's go back. 13. Okay. It says, and one of the elders answered and said, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? Go to 11. Let's. Okay. 9. Let's go to 9. Okay, good. And after this, remember from verse 1, he said there was an angel that came through the east and began to seal. Amen. And I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. I am in this number. Amen. Which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, we seated upon the throne and unto the Lamb, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then I said, on all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory. We don't sing that song again. Amen. We need to go back and start singing it. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. That is the safe answer. Amen. And he said to me, these are they which are come out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall. They serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor on any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. Amen. And God shall
wipe away all the tears from their eyes. Amen.
You know, this is, you know, we are now entering the reality. Amen. You know, someone was talking about the, you know, the relay. You know, when you run, this one gives that, gives that. The man is about to pick the last button and he's going to go. And this generation is the generation of the last buttons. Amen. A brother said God showed him 12 buttons. He had the vision. God showed him 12 buttons. And he saw the relay. You know, somebody passing on. And when they gave the last man, you know, the whole thing depends on the last man. When he gets it, everything, all the lost ground, he picks it. He starts running, starts moving. And I believe that this is the last generation. And there has been given unto us a baton. Amen. We must recover all that has been lost. Amen. Amen. And when we get it, we are going to run. Amen. There is a new thing coming to the church. Amen. And it will begin to unfold. So this place talks about what we have been sharing, the ministry and the refreshing that comes to you from God himself. We have been dealing with God as a visitor, someone who is so far away. But I'm telling you, God is going to be real than yourself. Amen. It will not be story. That's, you will be talking to God and, you know, it is going to be a reality. That's where we are coming to. And don't take anything for less. Say, God, I want the reality. Amen. I want to talk to you. I want to feel you. I want to know you are there. You know, that's what he's saying. And he's there to meet our needs. And if you look at this, that verse 15, thank God that brother, Sister Lucy called my attention. Because it actually describes the next thing that we want to talk about. You know, we, in the eighth point, we are talking about the different types of the soul. Now we're looking at the life of the soul. The life of the soul. I call it, what did I put it there? I say, soul life, or the life of the soul. And that is the priesthood. Soul life, or the life of the soul, is the priesthood. You know what it means? You know, they talk of culture. But you see, God is defining culture. You know, and what the devil has carefully done is to separate church and you. So when you come to church, you worship God. When you leave church, what do? You will become yourself. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to church. You can't hear Bible. I'm not going to church. You can't worship God. When he leaves that door, you can't hear Bible. Throw away. Like, let me live my life. Hallelujah. Okay, now the church is going out. Amen. He's going to follow us everywhere we go. The church is now going to follow us everywhere you go. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's draw the chart. So you have the life of the soul. Sorry, I draw a lot of charts. So this is the soul. And we say, here is the temple of devils. So say, what communion has the temple of God with idols? Okay? That's 2 Corinthians 6. So we are in order. We have dominion of devils. We have habitation. And then okay, temple, actually worship. So. And then feeding. Or with devils. Now, these four activities is what you call what? culture. This is the culture of Nigeria. Yes? What? Okay, we can't see it. Sorry, it's about this thing, I can't write. Okay, the first one I said, okay, I should use blue. Oh, that have black hair. Let me read it. Okay, right, all right. I'm sorry. Those are the back. Sorry. So I said, let's see how red looks like. Is it brighter?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will say temple or worship of devils or God. And the reference is 2 Corinthians 6. Okay. And we said the second one is this first one. Second one is dominion. Dominion of devils or of the beast. Okay. Or Christ. Okay. The second one, the third one is habitation of devils, which is known as Babylon or Zion, the city of God. Okay. Then the last one is the feeding of devils or with feeding of or with devils or feeding on Christ or with Christ. Okay, so those are the four things. And I said these four dimensions is what they call what? Culture. And I've added something else. Culture of modernism. Don't mind me. Just forgive me. For the big grammar. Okay. So that is where you find the culture and traditions. So traditions are here. And custom. I don't know if I can push it a bit. If we push it a bit. Okay, let's leave that. I'll come to that later. But let's look at it. So this is what you call culture. Now, what is culture? Define now. They taught us. Is it the way of life of a people? Is it not so? That is culture. So all the souls of people who are not, remember, the natural man does not know God. Is it not so? His way of life is not to please God, not to worship God. Okay, they say this is the way of my people. Of course, we understand it is devil. You know, I don't know about you, but where I come from, the things that they do came from the water. I don't know about you, I'm talking about my own. It's water. They call it Owu. Owu. The masquerade is shaped like a fish. Huh? Jesus. Okay, I should go for it. Let me stop. The Ram masquerade is shaped like serpent. Huh? It is the picture the man saw when he went to tap and wine. He started hearing one beat. Then he learned that beat and came and then called some people and they learned the dance step. And before they can play that, they play it season, maybe every 4 years, some 14 years. When it is 10 years, people start dying in the village. Is it not so? From 10 years to that time, people start dying because you have to, that spirit, to bring the spirit out, to come out, heads must roll. You understand what I'm saying? Why are you people all quiet now? Okay, you're not from my place. Okay, they're frightened. Okay, they're not frightened. Okay. That's what they call Atumpi. Jesus of Nazareth. The octopus dance. Ay, Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Say thank God for Jesus. We are not talking. Say thank God for Jesus. Hey, Jesus. The culture. See, that's the culture. That's it. That is on the board. This devil worship. This is my people. My people. They, you know. And then the church says no. Somebody says no. In the church, you don't discuss tradition. Have you fulfilled the law and the traditions of your people before you want to marry this girl? You say you have not, my friend. Go and do it. Then when you have done it, you come to the church. Church will marry you. Amen. Okay, sorry, lose. Now, so if you are here, you go to your father and say, my church people don't believe in tradition. Don't say that though. Don't ever tell your father, my church people don't. What do you, what do you believe? Say, I don't believe in tradition. Then we said yesterday, when you say that, then put your leg on the ground, because the devil will also quack you small. If you don't, now we'll see if you really. So many of us who are coming to church, you say, at my church, you don't believe anything. And you're hiding under the brethren. The days of hiding are over. Every man will have to stand for himself. What do you believe? Look at it on the board. Now, let's move a little bit. Now, there was a man called Peter. You know Peter, your brother. He was sleepy, he was hungry, and had a vision. I don't know whether it was the hunger that made him have the vision, though. But the important thing was that he had a vision. What did he see? What did he see? He saw food coming down. He saw all manner of. He saw creeping things. He saw four-footed beasts. Is it not so? He saw some flying ones. Eh? He saw beasts of the field. And what did God tell him? Peter, arise and eat. He said, my Lord. Not their Lord, though. My Lord Abraham taught us that we should not eat this kind of food. So, because not their Lord, I'm not going to eat. What did God tell him? The souls I have cleansed. Eh? Do not. God was telling him about souls, and he was showing him animals. Do you understand? Do you get the lesson? God was telling him about the souls of the Gentiles, and he was showing him animals and creatures.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you get the point. See, the soul has different natures. And there is a nature of the soul that creeps. It is four-footed. It is bound to the earth. That is the culture you are telling about. There are some cultures that are devilish. And there are some that are, well, it's okay. You understand? So we have to address it. So the culture speaks of the way of life of the soul. So the days of locking up church in the hall is over. Church is in the kitchen when you are cooking. Amen. People like me need to understand it. I say, God, open my head and put it. Let me know it. Because when I leave here, immediately I go near that hospital, I forget about church. The next time I remember church is when I'm coming back. I say, my God, what have I done today? Because when I go there, if you just come near me, I will show you that I'm a doctor. Is that the same with you? The only time I remember is when I say, let me go read my Bible. That's when I remember. A Christian has not come. And that is why we don't overcome. Because we think that church is only on Wednesday and Sunday. And God is saying, he's showing it to us, that the offering, while you are dividing it Sunday and Wednesday, your soul is bringing offering. You know, we don't have time to talk about the offerings of the soul, but You see, it is the activities of the soul, the thoughts, the all those things that are going on within the soul, that is the worship. So we're talking of soul life. Soul life is the worship. Or the life of the soul, that is worship. So the thoughts of the soul, the emotions of the soul, the desires of the soul, the will, the actions, any word you can get up, anything that describes the activities in the soul, that is worship. And now there is electronic worship. I thought I would say amen. I'll hear amen. Electronic worship. And that is what I call the culture of modernism. You know, the phone has taken over, the phone culture. The electronic culture is the phone culture. It's a worship. I didn't hear any amen. Okay. That's very good. Electronic culture. Electronic culture. And this is the excitement of today. Everybody's excited. You know, different kinds of phone. Is it a worship? Okay, there's another one. Now that I have some support, let me push it more. There's what they call electronic molech. Electronic molech. What is Molech? Molech was the god of the Moabites. Do you know how he's worshipped? The god is they show the god with the hands outstretched. So they will bring a child and put it on the hands of the god, and under they will put fire. So the fire will be burning the child. The child will be crying. They will be beating drums. You know, big drums will be beating the. So the drums will muffle the voice of the child so that the mother doesn't hear the cry of the one. And the child is offered to the devil. Amen. That's how they worshipped. The child burns the child now. The child fire burns the child. It's there in your Bible. Don't you read? It says that they pass their child through the fire. Those kings are in Israel. That's yes. Yeah. But now the fire is not a physical, it's not electronic. The fire is what? Talk now, electronic. So we are giving our children to electronics. We don't care what the children are doing with the phones. We don't care what the children are doing. In fact, the more they can tweet, better. Hallelujah. And it's called electronic molech. We are giving our children to technology. The children know book, but they don't know how to pray. The children know book, but they don't know how to cast out devil. The children know book, but they don't know how to hear the voice of God. What have we done? We have given them to molech. They have gone to school. Okay? The best school in Nigeria, they have gone. But they cannot pray the simplest prayer. That is Molech. I, you know, we measure ourselves by how much television we can buy, you know. It's when you can buy big screen. The wife will say, hey, nah, but you have arrived. It's not that you are showing you're a man. Not before the world of the world. It's not that you are showing you're a man. Yeah? Let me do like my other people are also doing. So that is our measurement for success. And while we're doing that, we don't know that we are going deeper and deeper. I remember what the photograph showed. Brother Ben, see when you are coming to church. Brother Obens, they are coming to church by 20 minutes to 3. Brother Obens. Brother Obens, 20 minutes to 3, you are coming to church. Tomorrow night, you start talking all what you don't know. Brother Obens, you are coming to church. 20 minutes to 3. Brethren, say it now. Brother Obens is coming. 20 minutes to 3. Travel to where? Amen. 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 You know, you see, what we don't know is that, you see, you in the spirit you feel people. Eh? Somebody can be in a place that you know he's not there. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So whether you came before, you know what I know, we are not feeling you. Brother, is it not true? We are not feeling him. We are not feeling you in the spirit. You are traveling too much. Stay in the house, brother Obens. God bless you. Say, you know, whom the Lord loves, what does he do? You know, we love you, like, brother. Say, praise the Lord, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, like, you see, we want to overcome our soul, like, is it not so? Hey. It's a church. Church is moving ahead. Amen. You know, it's my brother. That's why I'm pressing on him. Amen. You know, so we're talking about this electronic Molech. You know, that we have to, when we have money, we should use it. Let's make it practical. In this church, we still are not zealous as we should. We have tapes. We don't, how many of us have this one I have, the ear one? Is it good to the ear? There is a type that is good to the ear. Let me show you. It enters the ear. This one enters the ear. It's very soft. It's very soft.
How much?
Nah, leave that in. Because broadcast, be very careful. Broadcast, be very careful. This one is not, it's not the cost of the church card can buy this one. It's just about $20. Wait, is that 20 times? Wait. 20 times 150 is how much? Eh? What is it? How much is it? Okay, 3,000. When you do your midnight call, by the time you do midnight call for three weeks, you have bought it.
No, it's three midnight call. It's three. You
know. Okay, so the one says the one that pays their ear, there's a price for the kingdom. But this time you can buy. They have even cheaper ones than this one. They're around. This one enters the ear. It's very soft. This one enters the ear. It doesn't pay you at all. You can find them. In fact, there's another one that is black. I've seen them. They're black. And they have this soft, you know, folds. Yes. Put it and listen to it, brethren. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. The DVDs are there. So, of course, if you go, the tapes are even getting rusty in our houses. Is it not so? Say yes now. The tapes are getting rusty. After this weekend now, this one will also go and pile it to grow. No, you see, the thing is practical. You know, and we need to do something about it. We need to listen to the tapes. He's making the Bible something on Igbo. How many of us have Scooby Bible? How many people have Scooby Bible here in their house? The Bible in audio, that's the one you can play. How many people have it here? And when did you play it last? The thing is practical. We have these things and we feel where it's not important, but that is where it begins. Now, if you don't hear the word of God, then how will your mind even go towards thinking of it? Then as you go out, your mind is on another. You see, the mind is like a bird. It flies away. He flies away. So we need, more than talking, we need to come to a point where we have made a decision. You are wondering why you are not hearing from God. How can you hear from God when most of the time you are hearing men speak? Then how would you hear when God is talking to you? Because we don't give God time. We don't. We don't. The sister is cooking food, and she, all the things she's doing, she's struggling and murmuring. That time you can put your tape, put it there inside the kitchen, carry it there and tie it around you and be listening. How does it concern you? When I go to hospital, they say the man is a professor. How is he your problem? The professor is hearing message. I carry it and I'm going along my way. When I look, nobody is around me. I bring out the tape, put, and I'm hearing. When I sit there, I bring it out and put. Yes, they pass. I bring it out again. It's not me that is doing it. How does it concern them? Because I want to hear the message. From here to Uniport and back is 2 hours on the road. That is one message by this man shouting. I just, all the shouting he will shout, I will hear it and go and come back. It is something for my soul. But you see, we are not doing it. So because we think that church is only when we come in here. Do you know you can have church everywhere? You enter your office, only you, you are the only you in the office. Yet, you are not playing the message. You say, God, oh, I will serve you, I will serve you. He has not promoted you. Only you, you are in the office. You are even the head of your section. You make the law. Yet, you are not using it. You understand? So the problem is not, this is, where you are, you can bless God. You can do it. We need to be aggressive. We're not aggressive. We need to be aggressive. If you are the head, make the laws to suit you. You know? Look at the Muslims. Have you noticed why every woman now is wearing kafi? I'm sorry, I don't know this. I saw this kafi here or something. What do they call it? That thing that they use, like, it made them look like a, I won't say what they look like. You know, it's not hijab. Yes, hijab. It's because they have made it a law. Every woman now must wear it. Because they want to show they are Muslim. And they were here, they were not wearing it before, but there's a revival among them. But we that are brethren, we are not doing those things. It should be fashionable to listen to a message. It should be, we should feel good that we are listening to a message. As you are going from here now, carry this thing, put it. Do you know that there are some things that I'm saying which you are not hearing? But when you go back and listen, you will hear those things. And when you are hearing, get a Bible and write down. You will see some things that God will tell you. Write it. You go and think of it. Pray about it. If God gives you something you don't do anything, you won't get another one. That's what Brassan taught us. If God gives you a word, he rejects the word. You won't get another one, no, until you go back to that one he gave you. He said, oh God, speak to me. Well, he spoke to you yesterday. You threw it away. Then you say, bring another one. He's not going to keep giving you things. If God sees that you are diligent with the little he has, then he will give you more.
Hallelujah.
He will give you more. I have notebooks for different bags. I have a small notebook. That one is when I'm going to work. I have another one inside the car. I have another one in different places. So if I get a word, quick, I bring it, I write it down. I wasn't doing that before. But I learned that God can speak to me anytime. I can be talking with someone and God gives me a word. I say, please don't be annoyed. I bring out my notebook, I write it down. When I go home, I bring it, I say, yes, this is what God was saying. And when I start thinking of it, the thing starts expanding. That's it. I told my wife, say, look, go and write down the things God is showing you. You hear God, but you don't give attention to it. As you be, you are God. You are not God. You speak to the man, say, yeah, but I forgot, sit down. He talks to you and says, look, why are you bothering me? I'm a doctor. It's okay, but I'm go and be a doctor. Amen. So that's what we're saying, that this priesthood is a practical thing. Look at your life. Look at your life. I've telling the brethren, I come from home, I finish work around 5, you know. I determine when I close. There's a time when I didn't determine when I close. Now I determine how I close. Many of us are like that. What are we doing with it? Okay, I get home. Maybe I get home, I go straight to the television. I keep my back there. And I want to hear, oh yes, yes. I want to know what Jonathan is saying. CNN will finish, BBC will finish, Sky News will finish, Euro News will finish. They are now live in Al Jazeera. 12 o'clock. I said, okay, no, tomorrow I will pray tomorrow. Tomorrow again, back again. Then tomorrow is a Premier Sports. Then you now watch this match. He said, no, let me see the live match and then watch the live match. Let me see what they're doing on child. I go 12 o'clock again. 2 days have passed. Then Wednesday, I'll come and wave hands with Isaac. Thursday again, I go back. Is that what is happening? That's new. When is the time of going back to the word that this brother preached? One, when he was preaching, I didn't take notes because I'm not a senior boy. Senior boys don't take that note. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know it. Senior boys don't write that note. Now I have my note too. As you're talking, I'm writing it down. Amen. Because it is from there that God will be dropping some things. Amen. And when you are hearing the message, write it down. Note it. You go back and kneel down. Say, God, you are saying so and so. What do you mean? Now, if I give myself to the things of God, when will I have time for Al Jazeera? Do you know, I say, I want to know when plane crash. God can show me the plane crash before it comes. Yes. God can show me. God can tell you even where the plane is. You call them and say, yes, the plane is in Calabar. Go there and you'll find it. It's possible. We can be the ones that are hearing God, and rather we are following the news instead of the news following us. So our whole life is electronic. I'm telling you about electronics. There are other things I won't even discuss with you. Text message. You are praying. Text message. You drop. You say yes. Brother Fuss has sent me a message. Let me hear what he said. Distraction. So the phone, the what I call the electronic culture, it has become an idol in the house of God. There's another one they now call ping. Hallelujah. Ping. You wake up in the morning, the first thing is ping. You look at all your pings. You start answering all your pings. You will not pray because by the time you finish the pinging, it's time to go to work. How about email? You see all the emails. People you know, they will send you email. Those you don't know, they will send you email. Those you don't send you email. You have 20 emails. How can you answer 20 emails? Tomorrow you have another 30. So people like us, we don't listen to the emails. We only pick the one that is necessary. I have almost 6,000 unanswered emails. They are there. How does it concern me? I only answer the one from Brother Hubert and the ones I know. The others, let them be there. Let them be there. Whenever I have time, I will go. Do you understand? The devil is making you busy. Pharaoh, say, make them busy. Make them busy. Don't give them time. When you have time, they start biting you. So the devil will keep you busy in all the fronts. There are now 150 channels. And you know what? When you are going to work, you can record some messages. You can record some programs. So that when you come back, you can play those programs you missed. So when you are going, you record all the matches you missed. You know, so when you come back now, you now sit down and you watch the matches till 2 o'clock. After all, it's just, let me just do it. After all, I can be praying. You have not played the message till 11 o'clock. But you are watching the matches till 2 o'clock. Is this practical? This is where we are. I'm telling you about myself. This is where I am. I said, God, something must change. About the what? The books. Ha. That's one that the main one now. He said, reading books and novels. The biggest novel is the Bible. How many people read the book of Numbers last? When you read it last, Numbers is the sweetest place in the Bible. Amen. There are so many stories there, so many adventures that are there. So we spend more time reading things that don't matter. Meanwhile, the stories that are there in the Bible. You know, so we have to determine what we want. You know? Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes. They say she used the mic. Okay, now I'm sure Sister Ebene is not asking me the question, so God bless you, sister. The question is for all of us, so let us answer it. You know, well, people like me, by my own excuse, I say, well, I'm a doctor, maybe somebody will call me. But in fact, they don't even call me again, sir. So I have not closed my phone. My phone is on off. I've offed it. Amen. I put my phone off. Although I shouldn't, you know, but they have not been calling me. They have not been calling me, so I put it off. Amen. So, hey, brother wants to answer.
Okay, just what I want to say is, I think the essence of what Mr. Bini has just said is like what God is telling us. God is just pointing out to us that we need to make our way. So I don't think it's not separate from what God has been speaking to us about how we live our daily lives. So I think together, you know,
we'll take it together. So switch the phones off when you come in. The people who should have their phones on are those who are on essential service. They can call you to go. You have a patient, you go. How many people have patients here? Even those who have patients, they don't even call us. You are a big woman. You see that woman? She's a big woman in the hospital. The people that they will call her junior daughter is what they call her. Sister, she's not so. So how many of you have patients here? So turn the phone off. Amen. You didn't answer amen now. Yeah. Turn the phone off. When you enter, you turn the phone off. Amen. So, well, it's up to us to decide what we are going to do with it. You know, so I think we can leave it at that point. We talked about culture. Culture is, we are saying, culture is the way of life of the soul. And culture is a priesthood, it's a ministry, it's an offering. And that's what we're saying. And we're saying that it has to be practical. You have to take time out, you have to look at your schedule, you have to review your lifestyle, you have to review how you spend your time, what do you read, what do you watch, what is it that comes in. Remember the back doors. The things that you are watching, they are just going to add darkness. Is it not so? The things that you are hearing is to add more to the darkness already. So you will rather bring your eyes, bring your ears, bring your senses, open your senses up. You know? Someone said, I will not set that which will not define me before my eyes. It's a law. Someone says, first look. Yeah, no, even that first look self, you have to watch it very well. Amen. Say amen now. Even the first look, you have to watch. The second look, obviously, that one, you are responsible for it. And it's so difficult now. Because anywhere you look, you see things you shouldn't see. That means you should be much more aggressive in dealing with it. But you see, the devil is telling us that church is when we come here. But church is really more outside than what is happening here. So the Bible says, amend your ways. We have to look at ourselves, amend our ways. My wife used to ask me, she said, if somebody comes to this our house, they will not even know we are Christians. Do you know why? Because television is on all the time. Yeah, I want to hear news. I got asked me, are you the Al Jazeera correspondent in Nigeria? Is Al Jazeera paying me? The Champions League you are going. Do you know Okocha? Do you know him? Does he know you? Does he know you? Or this Ronaldo? Ronaldo will never know you. Till you die, he will never know you. The Ronaldo, you're shouting, Ronaldo, you're kicking everybody. He will never know who you are. So why don't you leave? Why don't you leave Ronaldo alone and be Christians? Amen. Want to really sit down and think about it? And the sister said, the people you are watching, if they came to your house, would you open the door for them to enter? The man smoking, that man smoking. You are watching him. He comes to your door smoking. Would you open the door? May we open the door of our heart for him. They come. That's what the sister said. So God asked her, say, this fool that you are watching, would you open the door for them to enter your house? But this is God's house. Open the door. We just, anything can come in. You know? So it's not the rules and regulations, but it is to draw our attention that the life we live is an offering. Offering is not when you sing. And this day we are showing it, the soul of man began to be an altar right from Eden with Adam. In fact, it was an altar before Adam himself. Because Bible says that we have been in God from all generations. We saw that. God said he chose the people in Christ at the foundation. The lamb was slain at the foundation. Do you understand? The priesthood began from the foundation. So this Aaron thing just came in not too long ago, and it has gone. The real priesthood is the life we live. And we need to help one another. If I'm striving, my brother is striving, you know, it becomes easier. All of us, we are laboring, and, you know, we can, you know. So if we can all agree that we're going to make an effort, you see, it will become easier. You know, or it's true that when you go out, what you see out is different. But you see, if your Christianity cannot affect others, then you are not anywhere. If your own is that anybody you meet, you know, they can affect you, then you see, that's like the fish that has no fins. You see, it's not a clean animal because it can't swim against the current. It follows the current. Current field means public opinion. All the souls who are in the sea, who are in the water, you know, they are mannerism. They control you. They determine how you do. And most of the things our youth are following, or even adults follow, are things that unbelievers have decided that they will do. We do it. The fashion they bring out, we follow. Anyone they bring out, they become fashionable, we follow it. You know. And we are saying that we need to review them, we need to look at them, and then they change. I think we'll go to the last bit now. We're looking at number 10. We're looking at number 10, which is the ministry of the Day of Atonement. The soul and the ministry of the Day of Atonement. Okay. No, let's leave it. No, this is it. This feature is very important when you are talking of the Day of Atonement. Now, I share my own testimony. I said, in April last year, God told me, we have come to the Day of Atonement. That's my own experience I'm sharing. Other people may have heard other things, but last year in April, God said, you have come to the Day of Atonement. And from that time, I began to see things I hadn't seen before. Now, the scripture about the Day of Atonement, you can find in Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. Brother, maybe show it. Let's look at it. Go up a bit. I think about verse 14 or so. No, come. Oh, go down, maybe around 20. No, don't know. Go to 24. Okay. Okay. Now it says from 26 or 27, it says, also on the 10th day of this 7 months shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire. That word afflict means to punish the soul. It means to bring pressure under the soul. It means to address the soul. Can you touch on it? Let's see if we can get that word on afflict. Where is it now? Anna, yes. There are so many words, yes. Okay, through the idea of browbeating, to depress, various applications, to abase, to afflict, to chasten, to deal with, to exercise force, to humble, to hurt, to ravish, submit, weaken, and so on. So, he's speaking of dealing with the soul. That is where we are now. We are saying the activities of the soul, we have summarized it under four headings. These are the activities of the soul. So when the Bible says afflict the soul, what is it saying? The soul has been a habitation of devils. So if you are going to afflict the soul, what does it mean? It means to drive out the devils from the soul, from the mind. And if you look at Revelation 7 verse 1, it says that there were angels at the four quarters of the earth. And we know that that is speaking of the soul. There are spirits that operate in the emotions. There are spirits that operate in the mind. There are spirits that operate in the will. Okay? For instance, somebody that is stubborn is a spirit. Stubbornness is a spirit that is functioning, lodged in the will. Anger is the same thing. It's a spirit in the emotion. Alright? Somebody says there is holy anger. No problem with that. But how about your holy anger? Amen.
Amen.
Say amen now. Amen. There are spirits that are lodged in the different dimensions of the soul. And some of these spirits have been transferred from our parents. And our parents got it from their parents. Their parents got it from their parents. Their parents got it from their parents, from their parents. Their parents got it from their parents, from their parents, from their parents, from their parents. It's been going down. And these spirits have gotten life. They know you. Amen. When you are approaching the police station, the spirits, they jump up. Because they know that this is an opportunity to get life. And they jump on you. If you are careful, you will know when a spirit has jumped on you. Sorry, am I speaking? Okay, now you are. People are sleeping now. Wake up. Let's deal with this thing. Okay? You know when a spirit has entered. When you are discussing with somebody and a spirit enters, you know. It's just that we are not sensitive. Or we are afraid. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. We know when the spirit has entered. You're talking to your wife, and she's talking to her husband, and a spirit has jumped on the husband. The sister can know. Say again, don't change you. You might say Angelina. When she calls her Angelina, instead of angel, don't change. Say Angelina, look here. Angelina, game don't change you. You know that game has changed. Angelina must not start praying because a spirit has. And that spirit is coming from very, very far. It's a very far spirit. It's coming from very, very far. It has come out. It's rising up. And if you look very wide, the eye now become wider. The why is wider. You know, a spirit has landed. Brother needs help. Amen. But most times we don't recognize it, and we can't help our brother. Rather, we pour more fire. And Jeremiah said, "You too, you are Jacob." He said, Angela, I said, you, Jacob, don't point at me, I'll point at you. Trouble has come. The Bible says, a soft answer turning the way around. That is the way to say, my Lord. Hey, my Lord. It's not so now. You are my Lord. If you say my Lord, the devil will run away because the Bible says. The devil will run away because you have used soft words. You have calmed me down. You pour cold water and you sit down. He said, hey, what soup? What should I buy for you? Do you want to drink malt? What do I bring for you? Hey, my Lord, what do you want to drink? The devil has gone away. What's the question, sir?
The brother says, don't call me Lord. Why are you calling me Lord?
Okay, wait. The sister said, my Lord. I said, he said, look, this is not the time for my Lord. No, the Bible says that, it says, Nabal was a vain man. Is it not so? Nabal was a vain man. David said, today, I will show him. And he was coming. The woman ran and said, my Lord, kill me, let me die. And that day, she was able to. So God will give you wisdom. He said, a wise woman does what? Build her house. So God will give you wisdom. You know the way, you know what to say. And the man will just calm down. But when he says, Adelina, you say, Jacob. So it requires wisdom to know when the devil has come. Even the fellowship, you know when the spirit jumps in. Amen. I can be preaching and the spirit comes in. I need the brain to be able to discern. I rebuke the spirit. Say amen now.
Amen.
I need the help. So you see a brother struggling, he's waving his hand. When you see this brother waving their hand, don't say trouble there. Nothing, the spirit is not flowing. They are waving hand, shouting, waving, kicking everybody. They know that the spirit is not flowing. You should pray for them. Amen. There's a spirit disturbing, pray for him. He said that, who was it? Not, said there was a spirit that was resisting him. Is it Joshua? Is it not? Good. He was really resisted. And somebody said, minister to him. So we must come to the point where we can discern when the spirit has come in. You are a businessman. Everything is working well. Just of a sudden, when you want to deliver, that's when problem comes. It's a devil. You don't need to go and do any prayer. It's a spirit. You need to pray about it. A brother was telling me he did something. He laid hands on the document. Prayed. Went to the director. The man signed the document. You understand what I'm saying? He knew it was the devil. Lay hands on the document. Went there. And the man signed it. Amen. The other one said, no, you see, he's an Englishman. There's no Englishman here. The devil has come in, rebuked the devil, and he will flee. You are conducting a meeting, and right there, the devil has come in, and the thing is gone. And you are doing Englishman. It's gone, though. You must realize and deal with it. You can scatter the meetings. Okay, now this meeting is ended. Yes, you are the organ. Close the meeting. So suspend it. And you disrupt it. You come back the meeting after 1 hour. Everybody comes quiet. And you start again. You know. So the thing is practical. We must be able to realize when these spirits have come in. And we're saying, brethren, these things are in our midst. And sometimes they come and they disrupt fellowship. Okay? You are there and somebody comes and says, no, sister, this is what they are saying about you. Now, why is the devil telling you what they are saying about you? Why? What if for me? What blessing is he going to bring to you to know what people are saying about you? What information? No blessing. But when we hear it, you say, I was saying it. In fact, the rabbi said, I even saw that brother is from the same state. It's like, look, these are five of people that have come again. Oh, you said the Ikwere people have come again. And before long, that is now Ikwere against the other one. It is a spirit that has come in. You know, so it's a very practical thing that we need to realize that we need to deal with this. And the scripture says, when they came to the promised land, there were spirits there. God said, drive them out. Our soul is like the promised land. The land God has given to you is already inhabited by spirit. By the time you are born, spirits are inside. So as you are growing up, you are carrying a lot of baggage. You understand? And if you look at your family, you will see things. God has shown me, I'm afraid, God has shown me some things. I didn't know when they did it. But here am I, facing it. You understand? Some mannerisms that you are behaving, I have seen it. Some mannerisms that you have, you look at it very well. You don't know anything about it, but it's a carryover. So what do you do? You say, well, it's there now. I can't do it. You can do something about it. The blood of Jesus is an ancestral spirit. And that is your ancestry. You understand? When you receive that blood, you change completely. You are now from the tribe of Jesus. Every other spirit must go, including the Nigerian spirit. All the spirits must go. We must come to that point. Because see, when you start protecting, say, Jonathan is my brother. Jonathan is my brother. You have entered though, because the spirit has come in. And then you begin to, you know, play one against the other. You know. So, Sister Domon wants to say something. Yes.
Can you give us some examples
of
practical examples of how we
afflict
our souls in everyday life and offer an offering in my life?
Okay, that, when the Bible says you bring an offering by fire, remember the fire is the fire in the brazen altar. And the fire is that which came from God. Okay? And the fire brings the change. When you offer something to God, the fire burns it up and changes. So God accepts it. Okay? So in other words, there's a change that happens as you bring the offering. So I'm telling you, giving my own example. So when I look at myself, I have identified the things that take my time. That is from that thing called television. Okay? That's just one example. Good. And I come home by 6 o'clock and my mind, and the reason is because I'm an educated person, my mind is very active. So it is an advantage, it's also a disadvantage. You understand? Because, you see, the devil will fight you from your strong point. You know? So that's why my problem is in my mind. I want to know this. In fact, it's like I worship knowledge. I want to know things. And the devil put his leg there. Good. So what am I going to do? When I come home now, I now go straight to my room. I don't go in front of television, number one. That's what I'm saying. So I now go straight to my room. I keep my bag there. I now sit down in the room. Then somebody says, no. Jonathan is speaking on television. I say, let him speak. Let him be talking there. I'm now in the room. Yeah, it's practical. I'm now in the room. God is talking in the room. He's talking there. I want to hear what God is saying in the room. Let me stay there. Okay? Good. So, I'm changing my routine. I'm going to change my routine. So, you see, if you want to change, you must get an alternative. You must find something else to do. Good. So, instead of going to do that, I'm designing a new approach. When I come home, I'm going to design what I will now do to keep myself busy. Alright? So I'm working at it. I'm praying about it. I'm going to God. What are the things I need to cut out? How do I change my routine? Because I know if I go, I know where it's going to end. I'm going to a 12 o'clock and I'm going to go through all the Al Jazeera news and so on. And at the end, I just go and sleep. Because when I want to read, I say, no. Look, I don't want to sleep late. I want to wake up early in the morning. I will pray. I'm not praying in the morning, no. Because when I wake up in the morning, somebody calls me, hey, another one calls you, start making phone call before long, even the quiet time you won't have. So, first of all, you have to identify what is the problem. What takes your time? Then when you get what takes your time, then you now go to God. How do you address it? What can you do to address it? And when you go to God, He will tell you exactly what's the problem and what you can do. You know. Now, some of us find it very, you say it's dull when you are listening to a message. You know, like, oh, if you will sleep. Fine. Now, when you listen to the message, you do something else. You can walk around. So when I listen to the message, I'm doing exercise. I walk to my gate, I come back. I walk about 50 times. The message has finished. This man has finished shouting. So, I have got it. So, I'm doing exercise. I'm listening to message. And so, I can't sleep. You understand what I'm saying? So, many of us have many compounds you can walk. In front of your house, you can walk. You can walk around. You know, you work in a big company. You can come out and walk around. Nobody will talk to you. In fact, they even encourage you after lunch. You understand? Good. Mm-hmm. You will do it. So you design something that will address the problem. So instead of you sleeping, you are exercising and you are walking. You know? Now, let me give you another one. Okay, if I come back and I say I want to listen to news, fine. So I'm listening to news, but Scooby is playing by the side. Sister, that is Babylon, but the Bible is entering. So, I put it there. It is plain, the scripture is plain at very, very low level. Then I'm hearing there are one upper level. So, as I'm hearing, there shall be a development in River State. And the Lord said to Abraham, God says the Lord. Now, this is me. It's me. I'm not saying you should do it though. It's me. I'm picking Thus says the Lord. I'm hearing Jonathan say Nigeria is a good country, no problem. But Thus says the Lord is entering also. Let's all them enter. So that is for me. I'm doing it because I'm trying to, if I must listen to the news, I put it. So I'm trying to make a point to myself. You know? Then if I'm watching a match, I say, okay, oh, this particular match, I say, okay, fine. This one I'm watching, I now put my news. I tune down the commentary of the match. And I'm listening to the scriptures. So as I'm watching it, I'm listening to the scripture. When I get the scripture, I say, look, my friend, but you can't sit down. I listen to it. So it's practical. So this is me. I don't know whether it is righteous, but this is the way I have designed for myself to help myself. So if people don't judge me too much, this is the way I'm using it. God will help me. I'll graduate. You know, but it's a very practical thing, which we should discuss so that we can, you know.
Okay. What I learned was saying to us is that from the examples you gave, like the comments, the natural, the soul man wants to see one person sitting in front of the vision. But now you come in and you go upstairs. It doesn't mean that, I don't think that you can't watch the news, but we should be in control.
That's it. You break the routine.
The flesh and the soul shouldn't control me. So the Spirit of God wants to come and control the flesh. The flesh should be our servant and not us serving it. The other way around is like, oh, my flesh, the lust of the flesh, oh, I want to see television, you can sit down. Oh, I want to do this, I want to do this. We are being controlled. But I think that one of the things that God is doing to us is that we have to like change our pattern and lifestyle so that we will be in charge. We will be in control. I think one of the problems we have generally is that we are under control.
That's right.
The body, the flesh is controlling me and controlling us. That is why even when I feel like, oh, I want to breathe, the flesh is saying, no, you can't breathe. Go and sit down and watch television. But if we're able to change our life, we become the Spirit of God, we become the master, and the flesh now become our servant. That
will not be religion. Yes. Amen. So we're not saying you should not listen to news or anything, nothing like that. But we're looking at the routine. So you need to break that routine. You know, and to break it, you must do some things.
Habit.
Yes. Yes, you are breaking the habit. And yesterday we said it takes 3 weeks to form a habit. Minimum of 2 to 3 weeks to form a habit. If when you do something for about 2-3 weeks, it becomes a habit. And to break it is not one day. It takes about at least 3 or 4 weeks to break it. Yes, because you have to form a new one. You know, so we have to go down to that point. There are things that are habits. You must break it. You know, you must find something else to do. Yes, Sister Nkechi. Yes, I actually want to confirm that. In fact, that's the other thing as I was praying that God ministered to me. So instead of going straight to the sitting room, go to the room and pray. So for me, that's one of the things I want to start working on, you know, to have some more time to pray. You know, and then it's, and when you pray, you actually bring everything in control. Then you can determine what you should do. Again, we're not making rules and regulations. So you have to look at yourself. What is it that can work for you? Look at your time. Some people may maybe sleep, you wake up in the night, you know, and other. You have to look at your schedule. What can you do? And then see how you can work it in. Yes, any more contribution? Yes, sister. Go.